President Trump, Iran has asked for a ceasefire. By Hannah Knudsen on April 1, 2026. Iran has asked for a ceasefire, President Donald Trump revealed on Wednesday hours ahead of his scheduled address to the nation on Operation Epic Fury in Iran. Trump made the announcement in a Truth Social post on Wednesday morning, writing, "Iran's new regime president, much less radicalized and far more intelligent than his predecessors, has just asked the United States of America for a ceasefire." Trump said, however, that the U.S. will consider a ceasefire after the Hormuz Strait is open, free, and clear. "Until then, we are blasting Iran into oblivion or, as they say, back to the Stone Ages," he added, signing the statement with President DJT. Trump's update comes hours ahead of his address to the nation regarding an important update on the Iran war. The address is expected to begin at 9 p.m. Eastern, according to White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt. This also comes as Trump urges other countries to buy oil from the U.S. and to have courage and go to the Strait and just take their jet fuel. "All of those countries that can't get jet fuel because of the Strait of Hormuz, like the United Kingdom, which refused to get involved in the decapitation of Iran. I have a suggestion for you. Number one, buy from the U.S. We have plenty. And number two, build up some delayed courage. Go to the Strait, and just take it," Trump urged, warning them that they will have to start learning how to fight for yourself because the USA won't be there to help you anymore, just like you weren't there for us. He added, "Iran has been, essentially, decimated. The hard part is done. Go get your own oil." On Tuesday, Trump told CBS News's Vaiya Jang that the operation is actually 2 weeks ahead of schedule, adding that the U.S. wants to clean up some ends. Trump continued, "We've had total regime change. These are different people than anyone has ever heard of before, and frankly they've been more reasonable. So, we've had total regime change beyond what anyone thought possible. It's a big factor." The president has maintained that the operation will be over in a matter of weeks.